The croupier is shuffling several decks of cards together in the middle of the kidney-shaped table. A half dozen players and their hangers-on watch with feigned boredom and avaricious eyes. Leisure suit layabouts, two or three grey-haired pensioners, a fellow who looks like a weasel in a dinner jacket, and a woman with a face like a hatchet. I hang back while Ramona explains things in a monotone in the back of my head. It sounds like she's quoting someone.
It's much the same as any other gambling game. The odds against the banker and the player are more or less even. Only a run against either can be decisive and break the bank or break the players. That's Ian Fleming, by the way.
Who? The guy with the face?
No, the guy I was quoting. He knew his theory, but he wasn't as competent at the practicalities. During the Second World War, he ran a scheme to get British agents in neutral ports to gamble their opfer rivals into bankruptcy. Didn't work, and don't even think about trying that on Billington.
The croupier raises a hand and asks who's holding the bank. Hatchet Face nods. I look at the pile of chips in front of her. It's worth twice my department's annual budget. She doesn't notice me staring, so I look away quickly.
So how does it go now?
I ask Ramona quietly. She's scanning the crowd as if looking for an absent friend. She smiles faintly and takes my hand, forcing me to sidle uncomfortably close.
Make like we're a couple, she whispers, still smiling. Okay, watch carefully. The woman who's the banker is betting against the other gamblers. She's got the shoe with six packs of cards in it, shuffled by the croupier and double-checked by everyone else. Witnesses. Anyway, she's about to...
Hatchet Face clears her throat.
$5,000.
There's a wave of muttering among the other gamblers. Then one of the pensioners nods and says,
Five,
pushing a stack of chips forwards. Ramona.
She opened with a bank of $5,000. That's what she's wagering. Blue Rinse has accepted. If nobody accepted on their own, they could club together until they match the 5,000 between them.
Right. I frown, staring at the chips. Laundry pay scales are British civil service level. If I didn't have the subsidized safe house, or if Mo wasn't working, we wouldn't be able to afford to live comfortably in London. What's already on the table is about a month's gross income for both of us, and this is just the opening round. Suddenly, I feel very cold and exposed. I'm out of my depth here. Hatchet Face deals four cards from the shoe, laying two of them face down in front of Blue Rinse, and the other two cards in front of herself. Blue Rinse picks her cards up and looks at them, then lays them face down again and taps them.
The idea is to get a hand that adds up to 9 points, or closest to 9 points. The banker doesn't get to check his cards until the players declare. Aces are low, house cards are zero, and you're only looking at the least significant digit. A 5 and a 7 make 2, not 12. The player can play her hand or ask for another card, like that. And then, she's turning.
Blue Rinse has turned over her 3 cards. She's got a queen, a 2, and a 5. Hatchet Face doesn't smile as she turns her own cards over to reveal 2 threes and a 2. The croupier rakes the chips over towards her. Blue Rinse doesn't bat an eyelid. I stare fixedly at the shoe.
They're nuts. Completely insane.
I don't get this gambling thing. Didn't these people study statistics at university? Evidently not.
Come on, Ramona says quietly. Back to the bar, or they'll start to wonder why we're not joining in.
Why aren't we? I ask her as she retreats.
They don't pay me enough.
Me neither. I hurry to catch up.
And here I was thinking you worked for the folks who gave us James Bond.
You know damn well that if Bond auditioned for a Secret Service job, they'd tell him to piss off. We don't need upper-class twits with gambling and fast car habits who think that all problems can be solved at gunpoint and who go rogue at the drop of a mission abort code.
No, really?
She gives me an old-fashioned look. Right. I find myself grinning. They go for quiet, bookish accountant types. Lots of attention to detail, no imagination, that kind of thing.
quiet, bookish accountant types who are on drinking terms with the headbangers from 2-1 SAS and are field certified to grade 4 in occult combat technology?
I may have done a couple of training courses at Dunwich, but that doesn't mean I've graduated to breathing seawater, much less inhaling vodka martinis. When I stop spluttering, Ramona is looking away from me, whistling tunelessly and tapping her toes. I glare at her, and I'm about to give up on it as a bad job when I see who she's watching. "Is that Billington?" I ask.
"Yep, that's him. Aged 62, looks 45.